talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
Oh, welcome back, Wisconsin and beyond. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, joined today by producer Jess in the booth. We're kicking off the show talking about the detention of Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill for speeding. He ended up handcuffed and slammed to the ground. If you haven't seen the body cam footage, it's worth a look. Because it is disturbing. Mm-hmm. Let's listen just very briefly to some of the comments. We're going to listen to cut 1-1.
For sure.
This is Tyreek Hill in the post-game press conference after the season opener.
Not everybody has the same resources as Tyreek Hill. Not everybody has the name Tyreek Hill or not able to call a Drew Brooks or Drew Rosenhaus. Something like that, man. So I'm really like unfazed to it. You feel me? You know, so that's why I was able to go out and play the way I did, cause I'm numb to it. You know, it's kinda expected, so.
Wow. Let's take a cut 1.2 as well.
I don't have a message for him yet, but I'm sure I will. So ask me that question again next week sometime. So I'm pretty sure I will, because right now I'm in the process of, you know, putting together a good plan so that way I can work with those guys, because I think it's good, man. I think we should lean on each other, you know? Like, we have influence on the community, and I don't think that we should, you know, use this as a moment to, you know, separate, you know, people or divide people or, you know, make it a battle or anything like that, man. Because I still love cops, you know. I want to be a cop. I've been standing on the table for the cops, man. But at the end of the day, right now what I'm focused on is my job, and that's to play football.
There's so much deep stuff in there. The point that I want to make to y'all, and I got to give credit where it's due, I was inspired by a column written by Candace Buckner in the Washington Post. Tyreek Hill has pleaded guilty years ago to punching and choking his pregnant girlfriend. He has had many encounters with police departments in various jurisdictions and across state lines. And here's what. Tyreek Hill deserved better. Racially charged police violence is unacceptable. And we got to start getting real with one another and with police and with police unions about the fact that simply because somebody's got a bad attitude or doesn't roll the window down or has a record does not deprive them of their civil rights and does not entitle police to engage in the sort of violence that is evident off these body cam videos and bystander videos. And here's the link to what broke last night and this morning. Sean Combs, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, whatever the heck his name is, has been known for decades to engage in intimidation and violence. He has been credibly accused, backed up by video evidence by one of his exes, of beating the crap out of her, which he denied repeatedly, basically called her a gold digger. And then the tape came out showing that he beat the crap out of Cassie in a hotel hallway. Here's the link. Women that suffer repeatedly at the hands of their partners domestic violence are often also brushed off, disrespected, and talked smack about by cops. As if they don't deserve the protection the police swear an oath to provide to community. What's the linkage here? It is, I don't know, is it cultural disrespect of certain people? That is this taught? Is this inherited? Is this culture amongst police inherited? And we have evidence of this disrespect shown victims of domestic violence. We're just going to take one cut of this. If y'all have forgotten, Bobby Lou Scheffling was killed, shot to death by her abuser. And she had repeatedly reported this guy to Milwaukee police. And 10 days before she was shot, on July 15th, 2023, she went into the District 3 police station to get bruises on her face, kids in tow, and her sister or her friend, I cannot remember, with her to again report an incident of violent abuse. And she was effectively blown off. Let's listen to cut 2.1 because I think it says just quite enough.
So what do you think is going to happen this time?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's like you guys can never catch him. That's why.
Well, if we catch him and then he goes down and you don't show up, he gets released. So that's why I'm saying what kind of outcome do you expect today? I mean, catch him again, you don't show up, he gets released. You just keep doing this cycle. You know what I mean?
Cops in that district, there were about three or four of them, went on to say, this is on you, to Miss Scheffling. They ended up saying, it's your fault. And they called her the B word and the C word. And she was shot and killed 10 days later. The link between these two is domestic violence victims often don't show up as perfect people. That doesn't absolve police of their obligations to community. Do you have an experience you want to share? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Dave from Chicago, please share your experience with us.
Oh, hey. So I had an experience a while, long time ago. I got was pulled over by a cop in a small town in northern Illinois. I was taking my young son and my girlfriend's young daughters to the library, and I got... I think I was making a turn on red when I wasn't supposed to be making a turn on red. And also, I didn't have my, at the time, Illinois drivers were required to have air pollution test stickers on their windshield. Mine was in my glove compartment. I had not put it on yet. So after he questioned me about where I was going and why didn't I have my sticker on my window, he asked me to get out of the car. So I got out of the car, and he started speaking angrily to me. And I started, I have to say, it was, you know, I was trying to remain calm, but it seemed like it was, and I'm a Mexican-American, and it seemed a little bit unfair the way I was being treated. He put me in handcuffs, had another squad car come and take my son and my girlfriend's daughters back to her house.
Dave, do you think police owe us all better?
Most definitely they do.
Yeah, thanks so much for sharing. That's Dave from Chicago. These stories are innumerable. We all deserve better. And the way that police treat, quote, the least of us in these moments reflects on all of us. We deserve better. Mr. Hill deserved better and Ms. Scheffling deserved better. She ended up dead. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to turn the page, have some lighter content when we come back after the bottom of the hour. I'm going to be joined by Chef Adam Pavlak for Yes, Chef. We're going to talk about obstacles to cooking at home. Keep it locked. We're back in just a moment.